This is AgriPulse Drive Time from Monday, March 23rd. Brought to you by Syngenta. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the AgriPulse Food and Policy Summit has been a huge success today at the National Press Club. House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn T.T. Thompson says communication is key to seeing the House approve the committee's farm bill proposal.
I've already started meeting individually with individual Democrats, starting with the ones who voted for the bill, the seven that voted out of committee, going to, from there, the ones that almost voted for the bill, I can tell you, and then ones that they're not on the committee that, but have, they've offered up their support and really building a solid bipartisan base. I think Senator Bozeman needs that. This bill is going to pass, but it needs to pass with strong bipartisan support out of the House. I think that helps Senator Bozeman going forward with what he needs to do in the Senate.
Thompson says there's two main reasons the food labeling proposal needs to stay in the farm bill.
I can't imagine the chaos that would come from 50 different labelings of how to store, apply, and clean up after that.
Thompson says price is the other reason the language should be approved.
And when you start the compliance costs across multiple states, if not all states, the cost of that product, that input, would go way up, and in the end, the consumers always pay it. And it would lead to an affordability issue as well.
EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin told the audience the administration is finalizing its RVO numbers.
We're going through the very final stages of finishing and releasing RFS Set 2, and there are multiple dials to that decision, as you all well know, even more than I do, and the stakeholder input that we received throughout that process was very diverse, and I wanted to be able to solicit all of that feedback. I want to consider all of that feedback, and we want to get it right.
Zeldin said the levels will be released by the end of the month, and once announced, the agency would immediately begin work on the next set of guidelines.
So our goal here is not just to get RFS Set 2 done, but we will instantly be moving on to RFS Set 3, and we want to ensure that all of you have a certain level of certainty and predictability where you know where we're going by that next deadline that is in front of us, as opposed to just assuming or worrying with great frustration that the next deadline is going to come and go.
USTR Ambassador Julie Callahan says the ag trade deficit is slowly moving in the right direction.
The actual FY25 deficit was $43.7 billion. Then if you look at FY26 projections, USDA has actually revised its projections twice. Initially, they were projecting $41.5 billion. They revised that back to $37 billion and most recently have projected a $29 billion ag trade deficit for FY26.
Callahan says her goal is to bring stability to trade relations with China.
We want a predictable transactional relationship. That market should not be zero, but also we don't want to over-rely on the Chinese market. And that's why the agreements on reciprocal trade, in addition to the conversations with China, will bring that stability back for farmers and ranchers.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta. At Syngenta, our mission is to help U.S. farmers be even more productive and profitable by sustainably growing high-quality crops. Through ongoing research and development, we continually deliver innovation in seeds, crop protection, and precision and farm management technology designed to enable U.S. farmers to grow more using less land, water, and inputs while preserving soil health and biodiversity. When the American farmer is successful, we all benefit. Learn more about Syngenta and our support of the U.S. farmer online at syngentaforag.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.